Good morning, it is 8 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. This is CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Lurie, bringing you your weekend news brief. For your weather report, we're expecting sunny skies today with winds being up to 15 kilometers per hour. We have a high of minus 3 with wind chill that's going to feel like minus 18 in the morning and minus 7 in the afternoon. We have a UV index of 1 or low. Tonight, we're expecting clear skies with winds up to 15 kilometers per hour and a low of minus 8 with wind chill that's going to be near minus 13. In traffic disruptions to look out for today, Market Street, Kingston, Ontario will be closed today from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. for downtown Kingston BIA activations. Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert remains closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Bagot Street, Dufferin to Charles is closed until December 23rd for a mobile crane operation. Today is Santa Saturday. Take your photo with Santa on Brock Street outside of City Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Furry friends are also welcome. Every Saturday leading up to the holidays, we also have free downtown trolley rides and free horse and wagon rides downtown. Tonight at the Kingston Grand Theater, the Debaters Live Holiday Tour is a comedy stage show where comics go mistletoe to toe in a battle of laughs and logic, and the audience picks a winner. The festive show features host Steve Patterson and two of Canada's top comics performing stand-up and two holiday-themed debates in everyone's favorite comedy debate format. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets can be bought on the Grand website. All weekend, City Hall and Springer Market Square will be illuminated orange in support of community healing and in honor of the victims of residential schools. That wraps up your CFRC Weekend Brief. For more local news updates, be sure to tune in on Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. this week for Today in YGK, or check out our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. If you have any news updates to share with us, please reach out via email to news@cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Well, friends, I cannot believe that I am saying this. This is the last quote-unquote normal episode of Girly So Groovy for 2024. What I mean by that is we are going to do away with regular programming. Next week, I bring you my absolute favorite episode of the entire year, of the 52 weeks that we're on the air. Next week is my favorite show. That will be our honorable mentions and top 10 Girly So Grooviest album list for 2024, the 10 best albums of the year. And then 2 weeks from now is going to be our annual holiday extravaganza. Admittedly, both shows completely not planned yet, and I'm getting stressed, but that's the music nerd in me that loves stressing over those kind of things. So, like I say, this episode being the last normal, and I use that loosely, a show for the year, is going to feature so much music crammed into 2 hours. The first hour alone is taking a look at, oh, actually, over the 2 hours, I am trying to cram in as many new albums as I can that I've not even featured yet here on the show before we completely wrap the year up. This first hour is looking at some of the fabulous folk music that has come out in the last couple of weeks and that have yet to be featured here on the program. So meaning that I've got new music on the way from Haley Hendricks and Laura Marling, plus classic favorites from PJ Harvey, Fiona Apple, music on the way from Joanna Sternberg, 10,000 Maniacs, Feist, again, fabulous folk, all within this first hour. Second hour is going to bring you an indie dance and indie rock party. So it's kind of like a cool start, and we're going to just keep that party going right through the 2 hours. Speaking of fabulous folk, one musician making her girly so groovy radio debut is British singer-songwriter Ella Raphael, who's known for gentle, forlorn songs just dripping in influences like French pop and 1950s jazz standards. Ella Raphael's debut album, Mad Sometimes, is sweet yet wistful and haunting. So let's give her a girly so groovy radio debut. It is Ella Raphael here on Girly So Groovy.
that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I rebel, I'd be ringing. From the moment we met tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Thank you.
trying to conjure up cabaret vibes here on Girly So Groovy. It's music from acclaimed Toronto singer-songwriter Feist from her sophomore album Let It Die. We heard the song One Evening. In the middle, it is a trailblazing singer, pianist, and songwriter, Blossom Dearie, known for her ethereal vocals and probably one of the greatest cabaret singers of the 1950s. We heard the song If I Were a Bell from Blossom Dearie. That comes from her 1958 album, Once Upon a Summertime. And then starting the entire 2 hours off here on Girly So Groovy, an artist making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, British singer-songwriter Ella Raphael. Her debut album is Mad Sometimes. We heard the song Tangled Love. If you're a fan of acts like Valerie June, Karen Dalton, Maddie Diaz, Blossom Dearie, Feist, Haley Hendricks, you will thoroughly enjoy the magical music that Ella Raphael makes. Or Raphael? Ella Raphael. Okay. So I mentioned next week we are going to be doing our top 10 Girly So Grooviest episode, my favorite show of the year. It's where we count down the 10 best albums of 2024 plus spotlighting honorable mentions. Well, I thought what a great way to wrap up this year before heading into that top 10 countdown by featuring the musician that found their way to the number one spot, the best album of 2023. If you're a loyal listener, you may remember who that was. If you are not or new to the program, let me reveal who it was. Last year, at the end of the year, we gave acoustic folk singer-songwriter Joanna Sternberg the top spot for her album that was just a gorgeous album last year. So with, consider this the passing of the crown, one more listen to Joanna Sternberg, although I can guarantee you we'll be featuring her here in many future episodes. But looking back on her reign from last year before we crown a new winner next week, here's Joanna Sternberg right now here on Girly So Groovy.
hockey, maybe some free time. No, if we don't know better, if we don't know better, well, did my parents' parents know better, better?
Celebrating voices that need to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from the alternative rock band 10,000 Maniacs, a band starting out in the early 1980s who fused jangle pop with folk rock, a band that launched the career of vocalist Natalie Merchant. 10,000 Maniacs with the song How You've Grown. That's from the band's 1992 fifth album, Our Time in Eden. In the middle, it is brand new music. It was over 6 years ago that Oregon indie folk artist Haley Hendericks made a name for herself with her debut album, I Need to Start a Garden. As her debut album, it introduced us to her incredible finger-picking and introspective lyrics. Well, finally, 6 years later, Haley Hendricks returns with her sophomore follow-up, Seed of a Seed. The 6 years demonstrates a slight maturity in sound, but Haley Hendricks fortunately does not mess too much with the folk formula that seems to work for her. We heard the title track, Seed of a Seed, from Haley Hendricks and the new album. And then starting that set off, like I said, it is music from Joanna Sternberg, New York City singer-songwriter who delivers her own freaky, quirky, wonderfully weird brand of folk music. And because of that, last year in 2023, Joanna Sternberg found herself crowned the winner of the Top 10 Girly So Grooviest Albums of the Year. Coming in at number one last year, her album I've Got Me was worth the number one spot. This time we heard the song Stockholm Syndrome. Again, just a reminder, next week we will be counting down the top 10 albums for 2024, as well as a full hour of honorable mentions. If you are ever curious to know about any programming that we do here on the show, know that we're on social media. Let us remind you through social media about all the great things going on. We're on Facebook. You can find us at Girly So Groovy. That's simply Girly and Groovy, ending in an IE. We're also on Instagram, even easier there, GSG Radio for Instagram. Every week I'm posting the playlists in print, as well as links to bands and musicians featured, reminders about any special programming that we do here. Or also, you can message me any requests that you have. I would love to hear from you. You've got less than a week to chime in yourself. Who are your Girly So Grooviest albums for the year? Which albums really caught your ear? Maybe your suggestions could find their way into the top 10 list or honorable mentions next week. Lots more music to get to. We're going to continue this folky vibe here on Girly So Groovy into the next half hour. I've got music coming up from Fiona Apple, new music from Laura Marlene, and new music from Tess Parks. But up next, it is a trailblazing alternative artist, PJ Harvey. I had the opportunity to see PJ Harvey live back in September. It was a fantastic mix of music from the new album, plus music from her back catalog. This next song still sticks with me, and I think it does because it is a softer, gentler side to PJ Harvey that you don't always get, but I think when she does it, it's just a beautiful gift. PJ Harvey right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, love, you were the sickly child. You down, put on your spurs, swagger around in the desperate kingdom of love. Holy water cannot help you now. Mysterious eyes will not help you. Selling your reason will not bring you through the desperate kingdom of love. There's another who looks from behind your eyes. I learn from you how to hide from the desperate kingdom of love. This burning stand proud, face up hill, and I'll follow you into heaven or hell, and I'll become as a girl in the desperate kingdom of love.
You and your daddy dancing in the kitchen. Life is slowing down, but it's still bitching. I got myself a rod, but I could break it. My back is still as strong as I can make it. Plus you're mine, so who would rush right through it? Child of mine, child of mine, child of mine. Everything you want is in your reach right now, and anything that's not, I have to teach somehow. Everything about you is intuitive, so those who miss the point might rush right through. It's fine, but I don't want to miss it. Child of mine, child of mine, child of mine. Last night in your sleep you started crying. I can't protect you there, trying. Sometimes you'll go places I can't get to, but I've spoken to the angels who protect you, because you're mine. They cast their golden light across this child, child of mine, child. Thank you.
You didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. That's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. A fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. There's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. A teardrop seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Music right there from the genius performer and pianist Fiona Apple with her song Valentine. That comes from Fiona Apple's album The Idler Wheel. In the middle, it is new music from Laura Marley, known for her smart confessional style. Laura Marley knows how to write a song with honesty and vulnerability. She gave birth to her first child last year and was balancing parenthood and a return to music within just a few months. Consequently, Laura Marley wrote, recorded, and produced her eighth album at her home studio in London. The album is called Patterns and Repeat. Definitely themes of motherhood and domesticity work their way into the album. We heard the opening track, Child of Mine, and I just think what a gorgeous song, the way she opens it. It's very hushed, but perhaps you picked it up. There are vocals of her talking with her husband and her baby babbling kind of in the background, and I thought just a beautiful way when you're doing home recording to kind of catch those moments and put that into an album that is all about motherhood and life at home. Before Laura Marling, we heard music from the always incredible PJ Harvey. Going back 20 years, an album that turns two decades old this year, her album Aha Her. We heard the song The Desperate Kingdom of Love, a gorgeous acoustic ballad from PJ Harvey, a musician not often known for gorgeous ballads. She's known more for her wild abandon for punk, but yes, I love all shades to PJ Harvey. 2 years ago, Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. The album possessed an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds. While Tess Parks returns with the new album Pomegranate, which continues to deliver her signature sound. It reminds me a bit of Dot Allison back in the early 90s. Dot Allison was playing with atmospheric blends of indie rock. So I thought before we jump into Test Parks, let's listen to, let's jump in the time machine. Let's go back to 1990. Here is Dot Allison right now here on Girly So Groovy. And then new music from Test Parks.
Thank you.
New music there from Toronto, a singer-songwriter, indie rock artist, Tess Parks. The new album is called Pomegranate. We heard the opening song, Bagpipe Blues. Before Tess Parks, it is music from Scottish singer-songwriter Dot Allison, a musician who created her own cult following in the late 90s, early 2000s, by making music that just has an enchanting mix of dub, dynamic pop, and heartbreaking songwriting to it. It's almost hypnotic the way she makes her music. My apologies. I said we are going back to 1990. Could not read my own handwriting. I meant to say we are going back to 1999 with Dot Allison from her debut album, Afterglow. We heard the song Message Personnel. I cannot believe 25 years. Wow. Okay, so we are going to dive into the second hour. The second hour's soundscape is going to change a bit. That last set, in fact, I think moved the dial a little bit. We started out with fabulous folk, and we're going to move our way into indie rock, indie dance, indie thrill kind of sounds in the second hour. Before we do that, though, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is always available online. If you ever miss an episode or would just like to listen again, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. Simply go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with in IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth. All you have to do is press play or pause. Listen at your leisure. I completely understand it can be difficult to sit and listen to a full 2 hours of a radio show. I am definitely a guilty person as well, who often will be parking lot or driveway listens, where I don't want to turn the car off and turn the radio off before going in the house. But knowing that it's available online makes things a lot more leisurely for you. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Vancouver dream pop duo Doohickey Cubicle have definitely been getting a bit of airplay here on Girly So Groovy with their latest album. Not only is their name something that just kind of makes me giggle, Doohickey Cubicle, but the new album's title makes me laugh as well, Super Smeller. We're going to close up this first hour with a track from that new album. Cafe Olé is the name of the song. Again, Doohickey Cubicle with the new album, Super Smeller, here on Girly So Groovy.